typically in the entertainment news, I'll find a story to bash Justin Bieber, right?
Because I mean, yes, you will.
He's an insufferable little tool, but I have to say that I'm going to give him some props today because he did a solid. I'm really proud of him. Well, it didn't take a lot for him to do this. It's something he did earlier. But anyway, it's still a good thing. Justin Bieber tweeted his condolences yesterday to the death of Jake Schaefer. It's a young cancer sufferer from whom Justin spent some time with about a year ago. Justin tweeted, heard little Jake is up in heaven. The world lost a great kid, but I'm grateful to have gotten to know him. Rest in peace, Jake. In 2011, Justin teamed up with Children's Wish Foundation to spend a day playing hockey with Jake and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Pretty cool. Justin included a link to a YouTube video of their time together. Jake was 8 years old at the time that they hung out together. So good for him. Good for Justin for doing that and for remembering this kid. So there's not. It's not all
bad. Also, saw a story yesterday. Somebody in the building shared it with me that Justin Bieber, you remember he visited that Lady of the Evening down in South America.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the Lady of the Evening was giving him good reviews, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was a story that I decided we would not cover.
No, but I mean, wait a minute.
I mean, there's no need to. You know
part of being in that profession is that that's you're not supposed to be reviewable in that situation.
Well, she got some publicity out of it. She's a beauty queen. Like Miss Venezuela or
no, she's not Miss Venezuela. I think she's from Brazil, and I think she's a professional.
Yeah, but
she's very
also,
beautiful, yeah, but she's a professional.
No, she's also a model and a beauty contestant.
Aren't they all? No. Okay.
But she's in the Susie Favre Hamilton.
Yeah, something in there. Yeah.
High-end, highly sought after.
Alec Baldwin is also in the news. Alec Baldwin broke down on the witness stand yesterday and cried. He was testifying against his alleged stalker. He was describing how the woman had made his life miserable by relentlessly threatening him and his wife, Hilaria. Hilaria?
You had stalkers, right? That's why you're here?
No, I didn't.
No, you had stalkers in Florida, I'll bet, right?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Come on, dish the dirt. We want to hear.
I can't.
Oh, it's a gag order from the court?
I'm not saying it's a gag order from the court. I'm just saying friends that took care of the problem for me don't want me to talk about it.
I see.
Anyway, outside the courthouse, he was back to his usual self, telling reporters, quote, I hope you choke to death.
Nice.
So,
now, wait a minute. This is a huge question here. You're an actor, and you're called to testify about something like emotional pain and suffering.
Right.
How does the court know if that's legit or not?
Precisely. Now, here's the thing. He's suing and in court getting all this done because of emotional pain and suffering inflicted upon him by his stalker, and yet it's okay for him to call his daughter a greedy little pig.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter.
Get
he hasn't
past
changed.
That, will you?
No, he hasn't changed.
How do
He's
you
the
know?
Same guy. Because when he walked out and talked to reporters, he said, quote, I hope you all choke to death.
Well, he's had problems with the paparazzi. They stalk him around New York City. They sit out in front of his building. Every time he tries to walk to work, he
figures you defend him. All right, here's a quiz. Now, you're defending him, and that's it's repugnant. here's a quiz for you. Who said the following quote? I like a good old-fashioned fist fight. Shia LaBeouf, Charlie Sheen, Josh Brolin, Julia Roberts, Russell Crowe, or Naomi Campbell? I like a good old-fashioned fist fight.
Let's see. Naomi Campbell has been involved in them with her maids and domestic staff.
You know, we would probably answer Russell Crowe or Josh Brolin, but it's probably going to be like Julia Roberts.
I bet Julia Roberts, too.
You are both correct.
Woo-hoo!
She explained why she doesn't Google herself. Really? She says, quote, I have too much potential for collapse. There's an anonymity that makes people feel safe to participate in hatefulness. I like a good old-fashioned fistfight. If people are PO'd at each other, I just feel like you're really mad and you want to have a fight. Then you put your dukes up and take care of it personally.
Yeah, if you were a celebrity, would you search out all of the bad stuff online? Because invariably you're going to get people that are going to rip you.
I haven't mentioned this, but for the last 2 days, I have gotten a string of hate mail.
Really?
From one old coot down in, I can't remember what town. But this guy is so brave, he goes to his neighbor's house, uses his computer to send me an email.
Maybe he doesn't have one.
And he called, then grow up, you know, come into the 21st century. Anyway, he sends me hate mail. The neighbor realized that his neighbor sent me email on his computer and apologized. The old guy came back, got on his computer, read that I got an apology, and he said, you know what? My neighbor's a wussy, too. Just bark, 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 bark. And it actually, to be honest
he's
with you...
He's insulting the neighbor who lets him into his house to use his computer? Really?
And when I read all this, I just see some crotchety old man with a pocket full of Werther's in one hand, and his and a cane in the other. And I just laughed my butt off.
Maybe he wants like to use his neighbor's computer. Because he realizes that we can track the IP address.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely can.
Did he sign his name?
Yeah, his full name.
Well, then he really doesn't care at this point.
When you get
old, you don't care.
And what's hilarious is he rambles on and on and on, and he's got bad spelling and poor sentence structure, and he's calling me all these names and all this kind of stuff, and then in parentheses, I'm sorry for run-on sentences and bad sentence structure, close parentheses, and then he goes back on to ranting and raving. It's absolutely hilarious.
So I should send the virus right now back to that computer's IP?
No. I don't care about stuff like that.
I'm going to send it.
Okay, well, there it is. Boom. And the thing of it is I let my wife read it. I let some buddies of mine read it. And we all laughed our butts off at this guy. It's hilarious. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, is the new flick that's coming out here pretty quick.
I liked the first Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, it was okay. I waited a while to see it, but yeah, it was all right.
I'm disturbed by the child-themed violence.
Well, yes, I understand that, and I agree with that.
It's probably not a movie you want to take your kids to.
The director of The Hunger Games says author Susan Collins insisted on a personnel change, a cast change in the movie. You ready for what it was?
Okay.
Buttercup, the cat.
The cat.
In the book, Buttercup is yellow. In the first movie, he's black and white.
I don't even remember the cat.
Nobody else does either. Susan Collins says, would you mind changing him back to yellow? And they did. There it is. That's your entertainment news. The only other item I've got is Mark and Donnie Wahlberg may appear in a reality show coming up about their restaurant. I'd kind of like to see that. Hey, would you like the corned beef sandwich? And, how's your mother? Anyway, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News will be back after this. With birthdays, the Wayback in the Day Machine, and a stumpa.
I'm not married, but I do have a girlfriend. She's awesome. I love her very much. Her name's Carolyn. She's great, but she's a little intimidating because she's smarter than me by a lot. Like, not like she wins the arguments most of the time. Like, she's an astrophysics major. Yeah. That's the only thing where you're like, come on, it's not rocket science. They're like, no, it is. That's exactly what it is. The other thing that's weird about our relationship is she's 22, and I'm not, and usually I don't care. I'm like, you know what? I'm in love. It's just a number. Who gives a right? Then some nights I can't sleep. Weird thoughts are going through my head, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Purple Rain and Thriller are older than my girlfriend. You really want to feel old? Anyone, you want to feel old, go to an 80s night at a bar or an 80s party where everybody's dressing like it's the 80s and they're all doing it wrong. But you're the only one there who knows they're doing it wrong. And nobody cares. You're like, what's wrong? You got a Don Johnson jacket and Michael Jackson glove and Def Leppard pants. What are you, a crazy person from the 80s?
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSA.